Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Hey, Game Pass or Pass subscribers, this is Corey. Just wanted to do a quick note here. So during this episode, we had a slight, there was something in the background that was causing some issues. I couldn't get rid of it, and it's basically when Basher talks. So it's, I tried my best, but I just couldn't. I just wanted to give a heads up at the beginning of the episode, about that. And just knowing that going forward, it's not going to happen. It's not something that's going to be regular, but it can be annoying for some. So if you don't listen for that reason, I totally understand. But I wanted to do a heads up before we got into it. So thanks for listening, and we will see you next episode with the Outer Worlds.
Good day, sirs. Welcome to another episode of Game Pass or Pass, episode 10 of this amazing podcast. On today's episode, we're talking about a little game called, what's the name of this game? Bad Juju? Bad Mojo? Bad North.
The Joe edition. I couldn't figure out how to actually pronounce it.
It doesn't come with any DLC, but there is DLC apparently. Developed by Plausible Concept, regularly priced at $14.99. It's on Steam, Xbox, Switch, PS4, Android, iOS, and Mac. It is Xbox Play Anywhere, not crossplay. Funny, it says no DLC, but the menu mentions there being DLC.
So, from what I could gather, we already have it all. Like the Joe, the,
gotcha.
the Samoa Joe version, whatever we're playing.
So there is DLC, but the Juno version is
That's what I could gather. I guess on Steam you can also get the soundtrack. So I guess if you want to count that as DLC, then
I'm not mad at that. I like the music in this game.
It's pretty good music.
1,000 point difficulty for achievements, moderate, you say?
It could get
a little hard on hard mode, but this game is meant to be played roguelike, so I'm
sure.
I guess moderate is
well. There's only like 10 achievements, and so they're all worth a lot of points. Like the hard difficulty one requires you to beat it on hard as well as not lose any any soldiers or groups, whatever you want to call them. So like there's not a lot of achievements, they're all worth a lot, but hard mode is ridiculously hard. Like I was just curious because obviously it was worth 200 points. I was like, let's see if I can do this. Nope.
You're not supposed to play hard mode yet. Before we get too deep into that, Xbox One Enhanced, yes, is 4K. Is classified the tower defense / rogue light. Not like, but light. And before we jump right into it, again, the email at the top of the show is going to be gpopfans@gmail.com. That's gpopfans@gmail.com.
If you want to let us know about Yoku's Island Express.
And only Yoku's Island Express. It's the only thing we're reading emails about.
I will always be willing to talk about some Yoku's Island Express. I don't want to talk about Night Call, though. I don't want to talk. Or the Messenger. I'll always talk some Messenger.
See, I almost forgot about the Night Call, and then you just, like, ruined the whole night for me. Like, I was, like, over it until just now.
So, I mean, sometimes you got to have those rainy days before you can celebrate the clear skies, so...
Is today a rainy day or a clear sky? Tell me your thoughts on Bad North.
Man. So I think Bad North makes a very good first impression. And then it sort of, I don't want to say it fell off a cliff for me, but it's like when you eat a pizza, all right? So
this guy, you have an analogy that we show and they get more convoluted every single time, but go ahead. It's like a pizza.
So you're eating a pizza and it's really good. And then like you get to the crust and the crust is just kind of like, all right. You know, like you can dip the crust in maybe some marinara or some garlic or something to try to sweeten it, but it still just kind of tastes like crust. You know, there's nothing fancy about it. You really enjoyed it, but now you're at the crust like, you know what? I'm done with this. I think I'm just going to put this crust back in the box and you're just going to get another piece of pizza. And in this case, another piece of pizza would be like a new run. And the reason I say that is just because there's not a lot of variety in the game. There's not a lot of different strategies. It's very much and I hate when people compare it this way, but I'm going to just because it actually makes sense. To me, it felt like a mobile game ported up, which isn't always a bad thing, but it just felt like there wasn't a lot of care given to making it more difficult or making it work super well on a controller, et cetera, et cetera. Those things that people commonly criticize for that. So I'm somewhere in the middle on
it. All right. So we ended off the last show after you picked this to play this game. Well, I guess technically I picked this game. You gave me a choice. And I chose this game because I said, and I quote, hate tower defense games. So I went to this game ready to hate it. As soon as I saw the art style, I'm like, oh, great. It's one of these. Because it's clearly like an indie, so shady, minimalist art style. As soon as I say that, everyone already knows what it looks like. It's very clean. It's very, it's not pixel art, but it might as well be at some points.
But yeah, it's very clean and for reasons, because it was designed to run on phones kind of thing.
Exactly.
So like, yeah. So it doesn't, but I will say I think the visuals and the presentation with the music is probably the best part in my opinion. It's got style. It definitely has a very unique look to it. And it's, while it is indie, it doesn't look indie to me. So if that makes sense,
No, I agree. And it's among many things in this game that grew on me. My first run was disastrous, and I was pretty much ready to write the game off, honestly. But I'm like, wait a minute, I do a podcast about this thing, so I should play it one more time. So upon the second run, things started to click a lot more. And I don't know if it's just because I have more control over my units, but I started digging this game a lot by my second run, to the point where it's like, all right, I need to beat this game. I need to beat this game on normal so I can unlock all the items and power ups so I could do a hard run, because over time, like, I'm completely different. Like, if we're still talking about pizza right now, I got to the crust. It was like a little cheese. It had cheese on top. I would argue the game has just enough depth. I'm not going to say it's the most in-depth in the genre, like, by far. But I will say it has a surprisingly amount of depth to it. And it's just enough to where you can kind of get your, like, you can really dig into it, get what you want out of it, and kind of jump out of it.
Yeah, I think I have played a lot of tower defense games. And so I don't think it's a bad thing to say that this is like an entry level tower defense game, because it definitely presents things in a way that is concise. Is that a word, concise? Mm-hmm. And on the contrary, my first run, I won, and I didn't really have any issues. And maybe it was just because – so I think we were able to find out. It was actually kind of hard discovering a lot about this game
just because I don't, the developer is very small. It's their only game. So I just had the feeling that there was something procedurally generated here. And I think we were able to figure out it's the actual levels. So like your path is not, your path is not procedurally generated, but the actual levels are. So maybe I just got a good roll or whatever you want to call it in terms of having defenses. So, but
yeah, because the way the game works is essentially you start off with two units, right? And then from there, you start off, you have to defend one island, and then you blow out the map, and it's like you see there's a spider web almost of islands you have to get from left to right. And in between those islands, or rather each island might have an extra unit you can pick up, an extra item you could pick up. And what killed me the first run was the fact that not only do you move between the islands just however you want, but it's a restriction on time and units. So you can only do so much activity per turn, and that's depending on how many units you have. I wasn't paying attention to that at all. And I would constantly miss islands that had items or especially units. So I got halfway through my first run and I still had two units.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
So, and I just hit a complete brick wall until it clicked with me like, oh, this is how you play this game. So once that clicked, I'm like, the strategy started to come in a lot better, because then I could start positioning my pikemen and my swords and move my swordsmen around more, position my pikemen in one spot or two, and start laying traps and stuff. Like it kind of clicked with me overnight.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I think maybe as I'm sort of here sitting here thinking, like, my strategy never really changed in almost any single level, which is difficult for me to have fun with, I suppose. So like my strategy basically boiled down to, like, I had one set of pikemen, I had one set of archers, and then two specialized in just like the general, just like soldiers with swords and stuff. My strategy basically was, is you put your arrowmen on a corner above and they attack as they come in. I've got the pikemen on the entrance to one of the buildings, of the houses, and then my two swordsmen just jumped anyone that just came in. And that was my strategy for literally every level, and then I never really had an issue. The only time I had an issue was when there's basically only, like, four enemy types, and, like, the big ones, the big, like, gray shielded dudes, those guys will mess up anybody. But, you know, like, you can sort of... Every house that you save per level gives you experience points, and you can add those and put special abilities for certain units, or you can upgrade your units to make them more powerful. And I never really found myself using anything but the volley from the archers. So I just didn't get any variety, really. Like, I felt like I saw everything that the game had to offer in like 20 minutes, and maybe that's not a detriment to the game, but maybe it's just
I would agree, because you're describing my play exactly. Once I realized you could pick up more units, that's pretty much my strategy. I might switch that out with two arrowmen, because they're so OP in this game.
They definitely can, and it definitely seems like it's a dice roll on the archers of whether or not they hit, because I've had times where it's like they've shot three different volleys and they don't hit anything. And other times one volley just takes out a whole boat. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, it definitely seems to be a very, very weighted dice roll one way or the other. But then I also found, like, if you level up your pikemen more than so you have to do the specialization, but then you level them up again, nothing gets past them. Like, they will just mess up anything that tries to basically go through them. So I don't know. Like, I'm hesitant to call the game like basic.
I think you nailed it. It is entry level. I mean, it is more of a passive game, just because, like, I imagine they expect you to play on your phone sometimes and not be super intricate into it. So, like,
right.
So because of that, I kind of not gave it a pass, but I kind of understood the method to it, just in terms of like, it's not really supposed to be super intricate, just because there's only so much time you would have on your phone per se, or right. There's only so much you're trying to get done. So that said, for basically, as you said, for what amounts to be a game that may have been mobile and upscaled, which that's not the case, but it's clearly made for phones as well. For one of those games, like, I think it does what it wants to do pretty well, and well enough to where if you don't like tower defense games for a particular reason, like I didn't, like I don't like a lot of tower defense games because it seems so static.
Yeah.
But when a game allows you to move around, be a little more fluid, I can kind of trick myself into being like, I'm doing more than just the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. So yeah, no. Yeah, definitely. I can agree with that in terms of it's that's why, like, I don't want to call it bad, because it's not bad, but it just, to me, it's so just basic that you can see everything the game has to offer. And if you've ever played any kind of tower defense in terms of I hate just comparing to games, but like, I have played so much Defense Grid, and it's like literally every single tower and every single enemy has sort of a push and pull to it, as well as, you know, honestly, what this reminded me of was Fire Emblem, because Fire Emblem had a very basic rock, paper, scissors system of basically like, I don't remember it off the top of my head, but like, you know, lance beats shield and sword beats whatever.
Right.
And this was even more basic than that. It was just like, this beats everything kind of thing. So that's just where I think it just sort of lost me. Like, once I sort of got past, you know, the cool visuals and everything, I was just like, I don't think I need to play this anymore. But I wasn't mad at it by any means. I was just like, this is just not, I just wanted more from it. But again, I just don't know if that's a problem with the game. Like, yeah.
It is and it isn't. Whatever DLC this game had, it should have added more to the enemy type and strategy of the game, because
right.
You're absolutely right in the sense that it is a basic tower defense game. Defense game with style.
Yeah, so did you play with mouse and keyboard, or did you play with controller?
I went with controller. I always go with the controller now, just to get... Because I imagine all these games play well on a keyboard and mouse, as all games should. So that's why I play with the controller, just to see if it works with that. And it worked pretty well for me.
Yeah, because I guess, like... The one frustration I really had was it drove me nuts that I couldn't select more than one unit, and without it. So you use the bumpers to select your units, and you can then select where you want to place them. And there's basically tiles that you're selecting on where you want to put your unit. But I couldn't like select a unit and then go back to like the, so you select a unit, you tell them where to go. And then whenever you're in the select a unit screen, it slows down time, which is pretty common for tower defense games. But I couldn't stay in that menu. Like, I couldn't toggle that menu. I basically had to select a unit, tell it where it's going, and then go back into the actual menu. So then, like, the game would start and stop kind of thing. And to me, that just kind of was like a big red flag of just like, man, like, this just doesn't have the depth, because I want to be able to, in a single turn, pick all my units and tell them exactly where I want to go without having to keep going back and forth into a menu. And that's just kind of where I think that's where the seams started to fall apart for me. It's just like, man, like this just isn't there for me. That's why I was curious, like on PC, like I'm wondering how that would work. Cause I guess if you just clicked on a unit, it would probably slow down time, but so yeah, or maybe right. You use the mouse wheel or something. I guess I should have looked into that, but so I was just curious on how it would work on a keyboard or mouse, and maybe that would actually solve a couple of my issues in terms of just like controlling it. But yeah,
now I assume I'm playing with the controller for most of these games anyway.
Right.
For me, this seems starting to come come apart, as you pointed out before, when the strategy became the same.
Right.
And once I, because this is one of those, this is definitely one of those games where it does not take a long time to master it. And again, I'm not sure if that's by design or not. Because even hard mode is just kind of, they just kind of amp up the waves, essentially. You're not really changing your strategy, you're just doing it faster, in a sense. So it's a matter, so like, that's really when the game starts coming to a, it starts coming down off the high horse, essentially. It was like, once you realize what you're doing, once you realize how to play it, once you realize you're good at this game, you're probably getting ready to get off of it.
Right. And it definitely is like that, you know, once you've seen behind the curtain, it's just like, oh, okay. Like, I got it now. Like, I know how to win kind of thing. So it's just, it's tough to, because I think it's fair to say that we both enjoyed the game. I think you enjoyed it way more than I did, but I don't know if that's a bad thing, just because I think you have started to see the addicting nature that a tower defense can be, a good tower defense can be, because there's a such thing as very bad tower defense. This one is not bad by any means, but when it comes to, you know, passing this game on or telling people to pass on it, it's tough. Like,
the thing is about tower defense games, I just don't, it's a genre I just don't like in general. I've played good ones before, and I play great ones that I can say are objectively great, but they're just not for me. I just, it's whatever it is about the gameplay it never holds me. And this is no exception. I like this game a lot more than you did, but that doesn't mean to say I like the game a whole lot, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we're looking, this game has a very short lifespan, and right. I was hoping for more.
Yeah, it almost is a perfect Game Pass game because of that reason. It's just like, oh, you want to kill time for an hour or two? Here you go. Like, go on a run, you know? But when I look at, like, man, that's tough. I don't know. Like, I really can't come to a conclusion in my head if this is a game that people should play or pass on. I don't know. Where do you fall?
I fall on this side of, this is not a game you really want to pass on to a friend. Just because the depth isn't there. The amount of time it takes you to download this game is the amount of time you're going to get over this game.
Like, right.
And again, it's not to say the game is bad. It's just a matter of, there's not enough meat on the bones to really say, like, jump into it, have fun, and then jump out, because it's really just a, I don't say it's a waste of the time, but it's just a matter of, it's not a lot of time to be spent here.
Right. But so it's tough. I wish there was another game on Game Pass that I could say, you know, play this instead, but there really isn't any other tower defense game to my knowledge. I'm sure there might be, but there's 100 games on there, so it's hard to know them all. But no, I think I have to agree that I don't think it's bad, but I just can't recommend it. I just don't think there's a ton of anything, really. Like, there's nothing that stands out to me of like, yeah, like, it's worth it to check out this kind of thing, or it's worth it if you're this type of person, because I guess if you just are super curious about tower defense, but does that person exist?
Like, no.
Yeah. So,
to compare it to like, Operencia, the Stolen Sun, in terms of the audience is meant for and the depthness of it and whatnot. For me, I recommended that game because it does have enough meat on the bones, in my opinion, in terms of at least of a story or characters or just longevity. Like, this, like, you're always working towards something. Whereas tower defense game like this does not have any kind of plot, any kind of story, any kind of character.
Right.
So once you get the gameplay down, once you nail that, there's really nothing else.
Right. Yeah. I can agree with that. Like, man, like, but at the same time, I'm just like, man, maybe that's what Game Pass is for. But I'm going to have to go with my gut and just be like, no, I don't hate it. I don't love it, but I can't recommend it just because I think there's much better stuff you could be playing, like Yoku's Island Express. So it has nothing to do with this, but I just really like that game. I think, are we going to come to the consensus on pass on it?
We're going to pass on it on this one. It's unfortunate because it's not a bad game, but it's not one you need to go out and download.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate because I wanted, you know, when I first saw this game and I was like, oh, that game looks really cool. Like, I really want to play that. And it's kind of a bummer. I'm kind of bummed that there wasn't more there. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You're going to roll the dice against what you're going to do.
No, we're not. What?
Roll the dice.
You what? You act like you're not a producer on this show. So we're at the end of this episode of Game Pass or Pass, but we have a plan in the future. You ever seen Tremors when he's like, I got myself a plan? That's us right now. We are Kevin Bacon and we have ourselves a plan. There's only be like six people that get that reference, and that's our entire audience
together.
So there you go. Outer Worlds comes out this Friday on Game Pass. It is a day one game, and we are going to play that game because Gears 5 was by far our most popular episode. So whenever a brand new game hits on Game Pass, we're going to do our best to play that game and thoroughly
play
examine it.
We're going to play it. We're going to play the heck out of that game. We're going to play it up.
We're going to examine it for Game Pass or Pass. But then just 3-4 days later, After Party comes out. So our next episode is going to be Outer Worlds. And then the episode after that will be After Party. And I'm actually looking forward to both of those games quite a bit. I'm a big fan of Oxenfree. And the Outer Worlds just looks like the kind of RPG that I really want to get into. The biggest thing that they're talking about is it doesn't take 40 hours to complete, which that sounds like a great thing right now. Like, everyone just, I want a 1,000-hour game. No, do you really, though? Do you? Because maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know.
I mean, like, some people, I think there's very few at this point, to be honest with you. Like, they really get the one game, they play the hell out of it for a while. I think you're right. I think it might be an old person thing. At 33 with a full-time job, like I don't really have the time to play a 40-hour game.
Right. Well, and it's not that I don't have time. It's that I can only play so much. Like, so there is time for it, but I got to be pretty selective of it. But it just seems like every game wants me to play it for like 8,000 years. Like,
every game is like, to steal one of your segment of analogies, every game is like a girlfriend that wants all of your time.
Right.
And it's like, but I have other friends and stuff I need to see. It's like, no, I want all of your time.
They're like, but hey, but look at these dailies. Like, you want all this loot, right? And I'm like, I mean, I do. I like you. But I don't know if I love you. So we'll see. So I'm actually looking forward to that. I'm a big fan of Obsidian Games. I really enjoyed that first South Park game, as well as South Park, the Stick of Truth. What I just said, that the first South Park game and Fallout New Vegas was the other one I was looking for. I think Microsoft had a good pick on picking up that studio. I think that was probably a pretty good get for them. So
they won't do anything with it.
We'll find out, I suppose. And yeah. After Party, I was a huge fan of Oxenfree. I don't think Basher would like Oxenfree, but I think he'll like After Party. So we'll find out. But I think that's if you are finding us on your podcast service of choice, give us a rating. Why don't you? We like ratings. And if you want to email us, gpopfans@gmail.com. That's gpopfans@gmail.com. And I think, is that it?
I think that's it.
So, I mean, this might be our shortest episode.
Nope,
I lied. I'm looking at it now. Halo Wars Definitive Edition. Gosh, darn it.
We've got a game pretty quick. Oh, no, that's because we have one in the pipe, though. We knew that's just a setup.
Yeah, so. But all right, take us out. Or don't.
Okay, wait, I got it. Hold on. And here we go.
No, we're leaving, though.
Oh, and there we go.
Yeah, thanks, Heath Ledger. All right, we are out.